Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in plain English so you can decide if they belong in your portfolio. Today we're taking a deep dive into H.B. Fuller, the adhesive specialist, trading under the ticker FUEL. Let's kick things off with a quick snapshot of where the company stands right now. Shares are hovering around $65 after some recent volatility, and the market cap sits near $3.4 billion. The stock has shown mixed performance lately, with a slight dip over the past week, but stronger gains across the last 3 months. H.B. Fuller has been around since 1887 and operates as the world's largest pure-play adhesives company. They formulate, manufacture, and market adhesives, sealants, coatings, and related products across engineering, construction, and hygiene, health consumables segments. With about 7,100 employees and a global footprint spanning the Americas, Europe, Asia Pacific, and beyond, the company serves industries from packaging and automotive to medical applications. CEO Celeste Mastin has been steering the ship with a focus on operational discipline and targeted growth. Breaking down the top line, last year's revenue came in around $3.47 billion. The hygiene, health, and consumable adhesive segment led the way with roughly $1.55 billion, followed by engineering adhesives at about $1.06 billion and construction adhesives near $860 million. Geographically, the United States remains the biggest market at over $1.52 billion, with China and Germany also contributing meaningfully, while the rest of the world fills out the balance. On the earnings front, the company just delivered a solid Q2 beat with EPS of around $1 versus the $1.37 consensus and well ahead of last year's around $1. Full year 2025 results showed net income of about $152 million on revenue of $3.47 billion, with gross margins holding steady near 32.5%. Management has highlighted supply chain agility and pricing actions that help protect profitability despite softer organic volumes in certain areas. In the most recent earnings commentary, leadership noted that strategic pricing and supply chain management are helping navigate a choppy demand environment. They emphasized continued investment in sustainable product innovation, with nearly 60% of the pipeline now focused on eco-friendly solutions. The tone was cautiously optimistic, pointing to margin resilience and the upcoming medical adhesives acquisition as a path to higher quality revenue and synergies. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets stand at roughly $5.18 billion, with stockholders' equity near $2 billion. The company generates healthy free cash flow, recently around $121 million annually, and carries a reasonable debt-to-equity ratio just under 1. Return on equity has been running in the low double digits, and the dividend yield sits near 1.5%, supported by a conservative payout. For valuation, we're using an EV/EBITDA framework that fits well given the company's cyclical exposure in specialty chemicals. The model carries high confidence after normalizing multiples and confirming solid free cash flow conversion. The snapshot puts fair value around $75 compared with the current price near $65, implying a potential gap of roughly 15%. Key drivers include an applied EV/EBITDA multiple of 13 times, forward PE around 15, and steady assumptions around 2.5% perpetual growth with a 10% discount rate. The setup also factors in the company's mature compounding profile and the boost expected from the recent medical acquisition. Strengths include a diversified product mix, proven pricing power, and a clear sustainability roadmap that aligns with customer demand. Weaknesses center on cyclical volume sensitivity and integration risk from the sizable new acquisition. Opportunities lie in medical adhesives expansion and further margin gains from mix shift. Threats include raw material volatility and any prolonged industrial slowdown that could pressure earnings multiples. Over the past year, the shares have essentially treaded water with a modest 2% gain, lagging the broader specialty chemicals group at times. The three-month stretch showed stronger momentum near 11%, while the five-year picture remains slightly negative. Technicals suggest the stock is consolidating after the recent acquisition news, with support levels being tested around current prices. My take is that HB Fuller offers a reasonable entry point for patient investors comfortable with cyclical exposure. The acquisition of Advanced Medical Solutions adds a higher margin, defensive growth leg that could re-rate the multiple over time, and the valuation gap versus our model estimate provides a decent margin of safety. That said, assumption changes around volume recovery or integration costs can swing the target a fair bit, so position sizing matters. I'm viewing this as a hold to buy on dips rather than a screaming bargain. Wrapping up, Full combines steady cash generation with a transformative deal that could reshape its growth profile. If you're building a material sleeve, this one is worth watching closely as the integration story unfolds. Thanks for tuning in. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and as always, do your own research before making any moves. Catch you in the next one.